Old red and white trams are just as much a part of the Czech capital as Prague Castle or Charles Bridge. The metro is definitely faster and more comfortable, but it doesn't offer the same views as trams do. Besides, the metro stops at midnight, while trams can carry you home at any time of the day and night. That is, of course, if you live close enough to the railway tracks. So when did trams first appear in the streets of Prague, and what is it like to be at the controls of a tram? It is 5 o'clock in the morning and tram driver Marek Vilímek is making the final checks in his tram at the Pankrác depot before he finally sets off. He makes sure that the cars are clean and that there is sand in the containers under the seats. Yes, even today, sand is the best way to prevent trams from sliding when the tracks are wet. The depot in the Prague district of Pankrác accommodates around 150 trams, which run in various directions around the city. My favorite one is Line 18, which cuts through the Nusla Valley and climbs all the way to the Prague Castle. Marek Vilímek is in charge of number 13.
Takže jedeme linku 13, vyjíždíme z Pankráce, odkud se napojíme na...
We're just leaving the depot and heading towards Smíchov. And then we go up Barrandov Hill. Today I'm working two shifts in the morning and in the afternoon. This line is pretty short, so I only do three circuits and then come back to the depot.
Z Barrandova na Smíchov, tam se otočíme a jedeme zpátky.
Marek Vilímek has worked as a tram driver for about 2 years. While his colleague takes the controls, Marek tells me a few words about his job. As you can imagine, talking to a driver while the tram is in motion is strictly forbidden.
Já jsem vždycky měl rád řízení, ať už jako čehokoliv.
I've always enjoyed driving. I drove cars and vans, and then I decided to work for the public transport company. First of all, for financial reasons, but most of all because I used to admire tram drivers when I was little. And I wondered what it would be like to drive a tram and turn all those knobs. So you could say that I made my childhood dream come true.
Tak jsem si splnil takovej vlastně sen.
And how does one actually become a tram driver?
No tak, za prvý vám musí být 21 let, když začínáte.
You need to be at least 21 and you have to have a driving license. If you pass the theory tests and medical checks, you then do 3 months of training, where you learn everything about trams. In the meantime, you have to memorize all the lines and tram stops in Prague.
Tak asi kolem 800.
The very first tram line in Prague dates back to 1875, when a Belgian businessman built tracks for a horse-drawn tram. The line went from today's Náměstí Republiky to the National Theatre. Horse-drawn trams were operating until 1925, when they were completely replaced by electric trams.
První tramvaj v Praze vyjela v roce 1891 a byla to tramvaj...
The first electric tram in Prague was constructed by Czech electrician František Křížík and it went into operation in 1891. The first line led from Letná to Prague Castle and it was about 800 meters long. That was the very beginning of public transport in Prague. The first tram lines were owned by private companies. By 1896, there were already 55 kilometers of tracks. Today we have about 140 kilometers, and there are about 28 day lines and 7 night lines.
Jiří Pokorný is in charge of the Museum of Public Transport, a former depot in the Prague district of Střešovice. If you like trams and want to see what the old wagons looked like, this is definitely the right place to go.
Tady stojíme před vozem čísla 240.
We are standing in front of a train number 240, which is the oldest tram in our depot. It was made in 1908, and the man behind the timeless design was the famous architect Jiří Kotěra. This type of trams was in use until the 1940s, when it was replaced by a different model known as the submarine.
Lidově zvané ponorka.
Those who were old enough to ride a tram before 1974 may remember jumping on and off tram cars, which in those days were open. By 1974, they were replaced by the new iconic T3 model. This round-shaped tram is still the most common in Prague, and the two circular lights on the front give this tram car its characteristic friendly look.
Tramvaj typu T3, ta je z roku vlastně 1962, byl takový průlom.
The legendary T3 model was made in 1962. It was a breakthrough construction and design. These tram cars are still the core of the Prague public transport fleet. They need to be upgraded a bit, but they will still be around in 25 years' time. The producer, Čekaté Tatra, has made around 35,000 T3s since 1962, and these trams have been used all over the world.
A vlastně jezdili, dá se říct, po celém světě.
It's a Wednesday afternoon and the old T3 tram is making its way through the busy traffic. Meanwhile, I try to find out if other passengers enjoy trams as much as I do.
I'm going to Nusle.
Is that where you live?
Yes, that's where I live.
So you use tram on a regular basis?
Yeah, every day. To work and back.
How long does it take you to get from home to work?
Approximately 20 minutes.
And do you find trams reliable?
Yeah, I think so. But not often very comfortable, because a lot of people, especially in the morning hours, are going to work and so on.
We are going to visit a little bit the Vyšehrad area with my sister, because she is going to live here next year, and we find the tram is very comfortable place to travel in Prague, because it's very easy to find your way, and at the same time you can enjoy the view and the city, and it's very nice.
You just got on, is that where you live?
Yes, this is where I live.
So you live very close to a tram stop, is that right?
Yeah, like few steps actually.
So you use tram on a daily basis then, I guess?
Every day. Every day, a few times.
So how do you find it? Is it comfortable? Is it reliable?
It's very reliable. It's always on time, but it's not comforting during the summer. You know, like air condition would be very nice, but that's very expensive, I guess. So for the price, it's okay.
You live one stop from the depot, so it really should be on time.
Yeah, but anywhere else, it's always on time, you know, because the rails are not on the main roads and they don't get stuck in traffic jams and stuff like that.
And what about the new trams? Do you prefer the new trams, perhaps?
I like the older ones.
Why?
Because they look much better in Prague.
Well, I definitely agree, and it seems that trams are here to stay. According to Jiří Pokorný from the Transport Museum, big cities such as Prague have come to appreciate the advantages of tram transportation. While a number of routes were abolished in previous years, he says the city is now investing in reviving some of those tram lines.